Good evening.
Hi, good evening. So what I'll talk about today is training hairstylists as lay heart health advocates in a culturally tailored curriculum. I would also like to acknowledge Dr. Marilyn White, who's the principal investigator of this project and also the director of the community outreach agencies in the audience today. I have no relationship to disclose. I'm from the Arthur Ashe Institute for Urban Health, and Arthur Ashe founded this institute in 1992. He's a tennis player and also an activist, and he started this institute in response to the healthcare delivery in urban America. We're located in Brooklyn, New York, in the SUNY Downstate Medical Center, and our approach in all our programs is to utilize a community health empowerment model that addresses the health and social issues among underserved communities. So we meet people where they are. So we are in non-traditional venues such as barbershops, salons, tattoo parlors, faith-based organizations, and most of our projects, all of our projects, are culturally tailored approach, meaning community involvement, community engagement is very important in terms of, and especially partnership with community-based organizations. And I will talk a little more about lay advocate training and community-based participatory research. So a few of the programs that we have the Access Project, which we talked about before, in terms of increasing access to health and social resources for formerly incarcerated individuals in Bedford Stuyvesant in Brooklyn. We have the Barbershop Talk with Brothers, which increases awareness of HIV and AIDS among heterosexuals in Brooklyn, black males. And also the Heart of Women Project, which I will discuss today. We have the Health Disparity Summer Internship Program, which trained high school students in social determinants of health, health disparity, and give them the opportunity to have a hands-on experience in community-based research. And we have the Health Science Academy, which is a science enrichment program for high school students interested in medical field. So the learning objective for this project is to create a curriculum that's culturally tailored for women in a salon setting, and it's also to discuss using stylists as heart health lay advocates, and to discuss a palate intervention for African American women. So the Heart of Women Project is to address cardiovascular disease among women of African descent, and is to do that in a salon setting. This is a pilot study that was funded for the first year in order to revise the curriculum, and it's been funded again in order to expand and to expand with customers as well. Today I will talk about training the stylists and how the curriculum was designed. So a little background information. African American women are 50% more likely to develop hypertension. African Americans are less knowledgeable about risks for cardiovascular disease. And beauty salons are accepted trusted community venues to talk about health and various topics. And also in central Brooklyn, 3 out of 10 adults are obese. Nearly half do not engage in physical activity and have the highest rate of diabetes compared to New York City overall. So in training stylists, I always ask how many people visit their doctors once a month. And then I always ask, how many people visit their stylist at least once a month. So you visit your stylist, if you think about it, you visit your stylist more than you visit your doctors. And in focus groups, when we speak to the community members, they say that, their stylists are their therapists. Whenever they need to vent, they'll speak to their stylist about everything. So especially health. Health is one of the things that they speak to their stylist about. They'll talk about their weight issues. They'll talk about everything. So what we do, we help facilitate that conversation and focus it a little more on cardiovascular disease. So one of the quotes from the stylist in the focus group is, "I know where hair care is because that's really our focal point, to talk, share information with you about how to best get your hair." And that, I think, set an atmosphere for if we're going to talk about health of your hair, then we're also going to talk about our health issues. So that's very important, and that's something that we go by in all our projects. So our methods, as I mentioned before, partnership and community involvement is very important. And the salons were randomly selected. Majority of them were from past relationships and salons that we worked with in the past, and some of them were also new recruitments. Before we conduct our programs, we usually have observations and site visits in order to understand the culture of the salon because they are all different. So the curriculum, as I mentioned before, it was the preliminary studies. It was developed by customers and stylists to see if there should be develop a heart health curriculum in a salon setting. And then for this project, the pilot project, it was revised in a focus group by customers and stylists to make it more appropriately culturally tailored for Central Brooklyn and the community we were working in. So 15 customers and stylists participated in the focus group. And we recruited, after the revisions, we recruited and trained stylists. 39 stylists were trained in a span of 10 salons, and they were randomly recruited. So the curriculum was for 2 hours and was presented as a play, and it was in a salon setting, and we provided pre- and post-training assessments. So I'll describe a little of the demographics of the stylists. So majority of the stylists were African descent, because a lot of them were African American and Afro-Caribbean. And majority of them were the age group of 30 to 39, and income was under 19,000. So the demographics, the highest grade level of what was expressed by the stylists, the highest grade level was in the high school level of 44%. So the training curriculum, as mentioned before, was designed as a play, and we did this in order for the stylists to get a visual of how to start the conversation with their customers. And it's all, and we presented the play in their salon, so they can get the idea and the visual. So we had the training session, the play, and we also have role plays, which was very important. We presented scenarios and real scenarios of what was presented in the focus group and how to start the conversation. And during the role play, stylists were able to use their own language and their own style in order to introduce heart health messages. So in order to keep it easy and for the stylists to remember how to present the message, we have the ABCs. So we say, know your ABCs. So we have A for increasing activity. And when we say increasing activity, when you're making an appointment with the stylist, with your customer, you say, okay, appointment, all right, you ask your customer, hey, have you exercised lately? Or did you go to the gym? I'm going to the gym later. Can we go to the gym? So they were, with relationships that they have with their customers, they were introduced to the topic. So we have B for blood pressure. So when they're using their blow dry, they remember blood pressure, and they would introduce the topic about blood pressure. We also have monitors, blood pressure monitors that's in a salon to make it easier for the stylist to say, hey, get your blood pressure check and know your numbers, just to introduce that topic. So we have C for lowering your cholesterol and cutting fat. So while the stylist is conditioning the customer's hair, hey, I checked my cholesterol the other day. Have you checked yours? Just to encourage their customers. So we have S for stop smoking and reducing salt. So whenever they are cutting their stylist's hair, they would talk about that. So we also presented on the numbers. So we emphasize on them knowing their blood pressure, their cholesterol, their body mass index, and their waist circumference. So an assessment was done before training and after. And before training, we found that there was a change in knowledge, and it increased. In ideal blood pressure, knowing what diastolic and systolic is, and their BMI, and reducing the risk factors to reduce cardiovascular disease. So in conclusion, the curriculum is an acceptable guide to educate hairstylists about cardiovascular disease, and in order to reinforce what we're training the stylists, information is left in a shop in terms of brochures, posters, health seminars, and also we establish a close relationship with the stylist, so it's easy to have a conversation with them and say, okay, are you speaking to your customers? If you need a refresher, we will refer. And the stylists, they are open to say, oh, I don't remember what you said about cholesterol. What should the number be? And they would engage in that conversation with their customers. We also have health seminars, which is we call the health and wellness days in the salon, which is similar to a health fair, but in a salon setting. And as I mentioned before, this project has been expanded to recruit 320 customers. Before, in the pilot study, it was for 40 customers, and now it's been expanded to 320 customers. And in order to effectively see if there's a change and if training stylists really work, we have a control group and an intervention group. So we have a set of salons that are only receiving health information but no training, and another set intervention. And the program implementation, so stylists are delivering heart health messages. We have videos on cardiovascular disease, and we also have weight scales and blood pressure monitors, pedometers, and tape measurements left in the salon. We have resource guides, posters, and brochures, and we text health tips to the stylists and the customers. And I would like to acknowledge the Arthur Ashe participating salons, because of course this project wouldn't be possible without them, and the research assistant and the Arthur Ashe staff actors, because we did have to act in order to do the play, and our funders as well. And thank you. And I'd like to end with this quote. I know I could never forgive myself if I elected to live without human purpose, without trying to help the poor and the fortunate, and without recognizing that perhaps the purest joy in life comes with trying to help others. And that's a quote by Arthur Ashe. Thank you.